Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Cooper Hoffman, the 17-year-old son of Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, has been revealed as the star of Paul Thomas Anderson's new untitled 1970s coming-of-age story, which is currently in production, under the working title of Soggy Bottom. Hoffman is playing the child actor at the centre of the movie, which involves multiple storylines and is set in the San Fernando Valley in that period. Hoffman and singer-songwriter Alana Haim are effectively the two leads, making their screen debuts here, with Bradley Cooper serving as the main supporting character. Philip Seymour Hoffman starred in 5 Anderson films before the legendary actor's death in 2014. Paul Thomas Anderson has written and is also producing this new film. Joel Edgerton, Marion Cotillard, Mark Rylance, Sebastian Stan and Vanessa Kirby are all set to star in director Brady Corbett's next film, the large-scale immigrant drama The Brutalist. The story chronicles 3 decades in the life of a visionary architect and his wife who flee post-war Europe to rebuild their legacy and witness the birth of modern America. However, their lives are changed forever by a mysterious and wealthy client. Filming is set to get underway in January 2021 and will incorporate English, Yiddish, Hungarian and some Italian languages. Corbett's latest movie, The World to Come, premieres this week at the Venice Film Festival. It's official, the second season of the Disney Plus Star Wars spin-off series The Mandalorian has finally been set an October 30th premiere date. Pedro Pascal returns as the lone Mandalorian gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy and is joined by former Rebel shock trooper Cara Dunn and Bounty Hunter Guild member played by Carl Weathers. Robert Rodriguez, Peyton Reed, Dave Filoni, Carl Weathers, Bryce Dallas Howard and Jon Favreau all direct episodes in the new season. Now, Project Power is currently screening on Netflix and directors Henry Jost and Ariel Schulman have signed on to direct a new sci-fi action thriller called Nemesis for Warner Brothers. The story follows a genius engineer who witnesses the President of the United States commit a deadly crime and teams up with a vigilante to take down the man and his corrupt government. In other news, Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed on to both lead and executive produce an hour-long spy series for Skydance Television. This will mark the first time that the former governor has taken a lead in a big action TV series, which is described as a global spy adventure with a father-daughter at the centre of the story. It's not yet clear who'll play the daughter, and the project has currently been shopped around to streamers. Adam Driver is returning to sci-fi and will star in a new thriller called 65 that will be written and directed by the writers of A Quiet Place and produced by Sam Raimi. The plot has been kept under wraps for the film, but Scott Beck and Brian Woods will direct and write. It's unclear when 65 will actually head into production. Driver's recent credits include Marriage Story and the final installment of the Star Wars franchise. He'll next be seen in Ridley Scott's The Last Duel, which will be filming in Ireland over the next few months. He has a number of other projects still on the horizon, including a Cuban Revolution drama from director Jeff Nichols. Mariah Carey is set to lead and executive produce a Christmas special for Apple TV. Mariah Carey's magical Christmas special will combine music, dancing and animation, all driven by a story about bringing the world together. The special is to celebrate the 25th anniversary of All I Want for Christmas Is You. BAFTA award winner Hamish Hamilton and Oscar nominee and Golden Globe winner Roman Coppola will direct. Carey is one of the most successful performers in history, with over 200 million albums sold and multiple hit singles. She's a multiple Grammy winner and an inductee into the Songwriter Hall of Fame. To new releases now, and first up is Mulan, about a young Chinese maiden who disguises herself as a male warrior in order to save her family. It finally makes it to the screen after having its release date moved around due to the pandemic, albeit it's due to be released now on the small screen. It's available now in a paid VOD format, and that's the Disney Plus Premier Access, and you can access it for about €22. And also on release is The New Mutants. It's about five young mutants who have been held captive in an abandoned asylum. While figuring out how to control their newfound powers, the mutants must escape their maddening prison if they are to save themselves from their past sins. Anya Taylor-Joy, Blue Hunt, and Maisie Williams star. It's showing now in cinemas.